I'm Seth Nave, and I'm soybean agronomist at the University of Minnesota.
What is this effort and why? Why survey to get the quality content on soybeans?
Well, this survey has actually been occurring since 1986, so we have a long history of a survey of the quality of the U.S. crop. As most folks know, soybeans are used primarily for their protein fraction and their oil fraction, and those there's quite a bit of variation year to year based on location, as well as year over year change in the distribution of protein or oil, and both within a soybean seed. So the buyers of the soybeans are very interested to know what the quality of those soybeans are. The domestic crushers, those that utilize the soybeans domestically, have a pretty good idea about where the high protein or high oil soybeans are, but we're trying to develop a survey that gives international buyers, and they're purchasing about 60% of the U.S. crop every year, an idea about what the overall quality of the U.S. crop is compared to South American crop, but also how it compares with last year's crop and where within the U.S. they might source soybeans that specifically meet their needs for their customers.
First of all, how do U.S. growers stack up against their export competitors?
Fairly well, and we tend to have lower protein in the U.S. compared to Brazilian soybeans. Oil levels about the same or slightly lower. Our overall protein and oil is quite similar to Argentine soybeans. But there's also variations within more of these subtle secondary constituents, and that's actually another project we've just begun to look at, variation in amino acid levels and fatty acid levels and digestibility of different fractions and energy within these soybeans. So we're now stepping beyond just looking at protein and oil, but we need to know how much variation is in the state of the art, and most of the buyers are looking at protein and oil. So it's still important for us to quantify the protein and oil levels.
What kind of a difference range is there in geographic areas of the United States when it comes to protein and oil?
Oh, there's within the U.S. we typically get 3 or 4 percentage points variation in protein, and about 2 percentage points variation in oil. So there is quite a variation, and there's a trend for soybeans grown in the northern and western part of the Corn Belt to be lower in protein, and the highest protein soybeans tend to be grown in the southeast. But when we have a year like 2012 where we have droughty conditions, those typical variation or gradients tend to go away, and we have spots show up that are dependent on where we had rainfall and the timing of those rainfalls. So that's part of what we're really doing this year is really focusing on where the drought affected quality in the greatest amount. And for the most part, we're going to see we haven't analyzed the data, obviously, from this year, but, we expect to see a little bit of a compensation for low yields. We should have some higher protein levels in some of those areas that tended to have lower yields. So there is some compensation.
How much of a leg to stand on do these tests give U.S. soybean growers, or, as far as that is, growers from any certain region, when it comes to marketing their soybeans in general and exporting their soybeans?
The key in my mind is really to provide a service to the end user, to be upfront with the ultimate buyer. When we meet with the buyers in Asia in November, December each year, and we hand them the results and say, here's what the U.S. crop looks like, and here's the variation that you'll see when you start importing soybeans from the U.S., so that they aren't surprised as they start to seek out soybeans with certain levels. The South Americans, in some ways, have some better quality soybeans in terms of protein level in a lot of cases, but yet there's not that transparency that they get in terms of market support that we provide them. And so I think the buyers really appreciate knowing and having an idea of what to expect from the U.S. And ultimately, I think it really helps support our exports long term.
It's no secret that a lot of U.S.-grown soybeans are exported. Is that because of these tests or in spite of them?
I'd like to say it's because I think ultimately soybeans are imported into these countries because of the demand. They need the soybeans. They're willing to go out and find soybeans wherever they can. We hope that we can get a little bit better price for those soybeans because they have a better idea what quality they're going to expect. So they can bid those up slightly more than they would otherwise. So I think the demand is always there, but we're trying to make sure that our soybeans are priced at an equitable level and that the farmer gets the value from those that relative to the quality and the supply that they should get.
There are tests going on now that if farmers would like to get an analysis of their soybeans, they can. How do they do this?
Well, we've sent out sample kits previously to about 2,000 farmers, or about 10,000 farmers, excuse me, that we've been mailing to over the past many, many years. But if additional farmers would really like a sample kit, they can request one directly from me, and they can actually email me is the best way to get me, and then I can send them a sample.